Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Full Force News Burst special. Very special, actually, because we're celebrating 5,000 subscribers. Woohoo! I know it's still quite small scale, but absolutely cool. Another milestone reached. Yeah, this is, like I said, the Full Force News Burst special. And I thought, as a little special, you know, celebration of hitting 5K, we'd do a top five most wanted classified Joes. I'll be doing another most wanted before the end of the week, probably tomorrow, unless any news kicks off. But I'll be doing another one for Cobra. So tonight we're doing Joes, and then either tomorrow or whenever I can do it again, we'll do Cobra. And it's a top five of my most wanted classified Joes, and then Cobra. Got it? Cool. Right. Hello, everyone in the chat. Thank you very much. Thanks. Congratulations. I appreciate it very much. Hello to Jello Ben, Newfie, Derek, David, Jeremy, Checkpoint, Bo, anything, Joes, Check. I'm just saying the first words each. Ray, Hydrus, Airborne Customs, Wilfredo, McMurphy, Poster, everyone, Chris, Josh, thank you very much. Really appreciate all the congratulations, guys. Couldn't have done it without you, obviously, because you're the ones that have clearly subscribed. No, thank you very much. This is very cool and very awesome. And it felt like a long time coming. We were at like 4.8 something for the longest time. And then it seemed to be 4.9 for the longest time. And I have genuinely all day long been refreshing my dashboard to see if it changed. And it was stuck on 4.999, I think, for probably about 12 hours. I'm not even kidding. And I'm like, man, there are so many channels that are just like the ticker is just going constantly. And here I am just going, please, just one more. So whoever you were, thank you very much. Very much appreciate everybody's subs, of course. No prize for the 5,000th, which might actually have been me by accident. But anyway, let's talk about that the better. Hope everyone is doing really well tonight. Yes, we're going to be talking about my top five. Now, the image I've utilized, the avatar for this particular episode, may be misleading because neither of those show up in my top five. It's really just it was a teaser to get you in there to be like, oh, he's gonna choose Fast Draw. Then neither of them are in it. Just spoiler alert. So my top five, and this fluctuates dramatically. I did a top five most wanted classified figures on TikTok ages ago. Like a long time ago, like a couple of months. And it has changed slightly. It's fluctuated. So there's differences in this one. And like I said, I'll be doing Cobra next week. And I've kind of split it up into like a little kind of, I've sectioned it out into like different types of figure as well. So we'll get into it though. And in fact, let's do that now because I'm just excited because it's 5K, all right? Just, you know, let me have it. Yeah, so Lightfoot and Fast Draw are a complete red herring here. Red herring is actually a character in my top five. Not. Anyway, anywhoosen, let's go through my... Well, let's do it one by one, obviously. So in at number five, we'll go in order. It is in order. I did make sure it was in order. So at number five, I've gone for Spearhead and Max. Now, You might think, why have you gone for Spearhead and Max? Like, I really like Spearhead and Max for one. Two, figure and pet. So I'm trying to break it down a little bit so we have figure and pet and some other bits and bobs and so on and so forth. So maybe, hey, I might just keep this 5K celebration going like constantly and do a top five Joes, top five Cobra, top five Joe vehicles, top five Cobra vehicle. I might just keep this going forever and ever and ever until we run out of fives of things. Anyway, so no, it's not even a cheeky Night Force bait and switch, Jeremy. Lightfoot does not feature in my top five, I'm afraid. And neither does Fast Draw. Sorry. But they are two very awesome characters I want to see. Anyway, coming back to Spearhead and Max. So yeah, I had this as a kid. So Spearhead and Max was a purchase, I believe, from my first trip to the States when I was a kid. And I remember picking this one up and just, again, any animal companions, I'm all about. And Max was so cool. Like, I didn't even know what a bobcat was at my age. I just thought, oh, he's got a cat. And then, oh, I guess I should know what a bobcat is, and didn't. So learned. Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you for all the congratulations. Bits and bobcats. I like that Airborne's custom. I like that, Darren. Very nice. Josh says, yes, give a spearhead, but not Dayglo Orange and a better helmet. Oh, yeah. Well, this is the thing. This is what I'm getting at. So with Classified, I think they can do some really cool things here. One, I could definitely see them subduing that orange and making it a more kind of orangey brown color on like a on that kind of like tan base. In fact, probably more like the card art than the figure is what I would imagine something like. And obviously with Max, you get such a great opportunity here to, go into some really awesome, again, card art deco. I mean, you look at Max on the card art, it's gorgeous. But you look at, Max is just orange, basically, as is, the actual figure. But that you could really go to town on that deco for Max, and I think it'd be awesome. And of course, articulated, we'd get like a decent sized cat in the animal companions pool. I mean, there's so many cool animals in this line already, and you just there's so many more to come when you think about all of the great animal companions out there. So yeah, for me, this has to be up there. Now, the other thing, as was mentioned, that helmet was a bit massive, wasn't it? Not to mention the gigantic rifle. But I think you could make a really good rifle with double magazines, the bayonet, all that kind of good stuff, and even the strap. And I think you could make a very, very cool new rifle for Spearhead and Max, well, for Spearhead. And of course, that helmet, you could definitely make m fit better. Again, very much like the card art, more so than the actual figure. But secondary would be pretty cool, like just a kind of vest secondary in that tan with the bullet belt that goes over. And we've got bullet belts in the line already, both with Range Viper and Rock and Roll. So, definitely, you definitely have some really cool like secondaries going on with Spearhead. And again, like I love this figure as a kid, absolutely loved it. Yes, the helmet was a little bit stuck on the top sort of vibe, and the rifle was massive, but I loved that figure and animal companion and a backpack. And I want them to kind of go back to, I want them to kind of go back to doing specific backpacks for specific figures rather than kind of like either not having a backpack or doing just like a repaint of another one that looks similar to it. I want them to start doing, going back to kind of, putting that in the tooling budget, because backpacks I think are important. And I think also getting the fit right is really important. And they've kind of done that with some of the newer figures, definitely. But they've also just not done backpacks in some cases, which is really odd. I think Big Ben's myth is definitely would benefit Big Ben. Big benefit. Yeah. Big benefit to Big Ben having a decent backpack. Josh says, I wish the backpacks were functional. That's also another awesome element there, Josh, as well. Yeah, like well, look at Snowjob's backpack, the perfect backpack. I think that would be one of those ones where, yeah, you attach things to it and things go in it, and yeah, definitely, but not in like the kind of two massive prongs sticking out where you can stick the rifle's, trigger guard on it. It's like I'd rather have like, yeah, things that opened up and stuff went in. I think that'd be really, really awesome. It does obviously bring the It brings the complexity up, definitely, but you could have really basic stuff, couldn't you? Like, just flaps and straps is what we're saying, right? Exactly. Flaps and straps. Hashtag flaps and straps. Hopefully that doesn't get misconstrued in any way, shape, or form. Flint had a very distinctive backpack. Hopefully a future retro version does it justice. Absolutely, Ray. Absolutely. Yeah, Flint doesn't have a backpack, does he? I've only just realized that. One of my favorite figures, and it just dawned on me he doesn't have a backpack. Hello, McCloud. Hello, McCloud. McFly. See what I did there? Anywho, yeah, so Spearhead and Max. And then the other angle I'm coming at with Spearhead and Max is the Night Force one. Thank you, Paul, for pointing that in the comments. But yeah, that is the other angle with Spearhead, is we get, not only do we get a new deco, but we also get Max gets like all of his hair dyed in black, which is amazing. Now, does his Night Force figure say Spearhead and Max? The reason I'm saying that is because we could be in for yet another name change in much the same way as the upcoming Spirit and Neol, right? Because, you know, obviously there was a Marauder's Freedom. There was, but it wasn't, I don't know, was it just Spirit or did it say Spirit and Freedom? I'm checking both. Spearhead and Max V2 3D Joes. Right, bear with me. I should have checked this beforehand. Yeah, it is Spearhead and Max. So the Night Force one does say Spearhead and Max. So it definitely kind of sort of has to be Max. Does the Spirit Marauders figure, though, Spirit, was it V2? It was V2 for Spirit, wasn't it? 3D Joes. Just a Spirit tracker, doesn't it? It doesn't say Freedom. Does it say Freedom anywhere? I'm just checking. Does it say Freedom anywhere in the file card? It doesn't, by the looks of things. So even though Freedom wasn't a repaint, I'm pretty sure it was the same deco, wasn't it, as the original Freedom. It just says Eagle on the thing. So that is a really good way of getting a different name in there, because the vintage one doesn't actually say that it's Freedom. So that's kind of cool. I should have thought about that when we first started talking about the whole Spirit and the old thing. But I was kind of hoping for like maybe calling it Sam, the new cat, but no, it looks like it's just gonna have to be a dyed Max, like just paint him black. And that is the reality of the situation. Backpacks for classified need to move away from the peg and utilize straps properly. I would love that as well, Darren. Even if it was just a connectivity to the secondary would be kind of cool. And then you could kind of like slot it off, or, you know, like if it was like a secondary and you had like a little strap that ran horizontally across the back two straps, and you just kind of slid the backpack over, you know, over that between the back and the strap, and it just slotted in there. That'd be well nice and pretty easy and simple. It might like be difficult in getting like the you know, it might pull the secondary down and it might be a bit kind of like wibbly wobbly. But maybe even just a combination of two things, kind of connection to the secondary and a hole in the back. I don't know. That's the only Spirit from Grand Canyon, Arizona, instead of Taos, New Mexico. Oh, I see. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even notice that either. I haven't done a Let's Talk Classified Spirit, you see. So that's probably why I haven't, you know, I don't actually think I've ever read Spirit's, any of Spirit's file cards, because the only Spirit I've had, what Spirit did I have as a kid? I had the UK one. That's probably the only one I think I've even looked at. But then again, couldn't tell you anything about it because I haven't looked at it recently. In any case, Night Force, Spearhead and Max, please, and thank you. Now, that's number five. We'll move from figure and pet. We're now going to move on to my number four choice, which is, I think it's a deluxe. I think it is. And it is Lifeline. Yes, my number four pick is Classified Deluxe Lifeline. Now, the reason I say that is because I want Lifeline kitted out. I want him, because I mean, let's face it, Lifeline's too big a character not to do in a line like Classified. There is almost like you could at least say, right, that with Spearhead and Max, it's a little bit periphery. They might not do it. You know, there's a possibility. The thing that kind of almost like solidifies Spearhead and Max being done is the fact they have a recurring price point for a figure and pet. And after a while, you're going to run out of figures and pets. I'm not saying Spearhead and Max are low down the list, but they're not like major main characters. So it wouldn't be surprising if that one was like later on in the line a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Especially considering the fact that we've got a Road Pig coming that also has a pet. But I can't say what it is yet. But, you know, that isn't a character that usually has one. So we can see now that they're doing other things with the figure and pet section. Technically, I think Scrap Iron was figure and pet, wasn't he? if I remember rightly, on the kind of internal listings. So yeah, they're kind of doing different things with that price point kind of situation. Rather than just doing a deluxe figure, it is like a figure and, you know, other thing. So anyway, because of the whole thing that like that Spearhead is a little bit lower down that list in what I would, if I'm putting my Hasbro hat on, Lifeline though, he's too big a character not to do. Do you know what I'm saying? Well, you're saying that if Doc isn't deluxe, Lifeline probably won't be, but surely that, surely that makes it more likely that Lifeline will get a deluxe release, no? Because Doc's isn't a deluxe one. Like, this is where I would like to see, this isn't what's going to happen, obviously, but what I would like to see, not just the gear he's got on him, but way more gear as a deluxe figure. This is what I'm getting at, right? So not only do you have your removable helmet with the goggles and shades removable, you have the backpack, which is going to be, you know, like let's go back to actually having backpacks, please, and also a backpack that is very cool, like the one Lifeline has, which is also like a, it's basically like a radio, isn't it? Or like maybe he just puts it down and it actually does like defibrillation. I know he's got that in the, does he have defibrillator in the no, he doesn't, does he? Does he have defibrillator molded into the case, or am I thinking that the defibrillator could be the backpack? Because that would be kind of cool, wouldn't it, if they did something like that with two little like panels that came out on like little, you know, not hoses even. That would be so dope. Just pull it out of the backpack and it's like, and then the case, obviously the case is where it's going to get super cool. Not only are you going to be able to contain things in this case, which is going to have to be pretty heavy duty and big, but, you know, you're going to have all your different bits and bobs. If you think about that Pursuit of Cobra Lifeline as well, which had loads of awesome things with it, like that was wicked. They could even reuse Doc's stretcher, but obviously repaint it into like that, into like a white and red deco. I think that would be pretty dope. And I wouldn't mind seeing that stretcher again, but in a deluxe set with lots more things. And maybe the stretcher could attach to a like what gurney. How cool would that be? I'd love to see that, like a thing that just goes like flexes up and down on wheels, put the stretcher on it, and you've got like effectively you've got a hospital bed kind of maneuver, straight out of the ambulance kind of vibe. I think that would be phenomenal. Molded paddles, is that inside the why don't I just look, why am I just shouting it to everybody when I could just literally go here, go Lifeline, Lifeline. If you don't know what that's from, you're not a real Joe fan, okay? Right. Hang on. What are you saying? It would be great if you had a ton of gear, especially if it was decoed for just Lifeline. Right, yeah. Wasn't decoed just for Lifeline. I see what you're saying. Right, cool. I'm looking at the regular one first before we go into the, it's got like the gas canisters. What's on the interior of the, yeah, it's just like kind of like oxygen canisters, isn't it? Because obviously his little mouthpiece then goes in. Are there any paddles on that? I don't think there are. No. So maybe on the Pursuit of Cobra one, let's have a look at that one. Lifeline. It kind of turns into Arnold Schwarzenegger, doesn't it, after a while, that joke. Pursuit of Cobra. Actually, it was 30th, wasn't it, actually? What am I talking about? Actually, I'll just put Lifeline Yojo and find it that way. Anywho, I would love to see Lifeline with loads and loads of stuff. It would just be wicked. How many Lifelines are there? Too many, right? There you go. There he is. Edwin Steen. That other, the medic pack, that was well cool. That had so much stuff in it. Yes, he did have paddles, didn't he? Of course he did. He had like separate paddles. And he had the oxygen tank, the IV bag. Oh, there's so many cool stuff. I mean, you do a classified version with the IV bag and on like a IV sort of pole. That would be kind of neat. There's so many cool things you could do with it. So many cool things. And you could kind of make him Power Rescue in a similar way that they did with the 30th anniversary version. I keep saying Pursuit of Cobra, but you know what I mean. It's kind of like when you say modern era now. It's like just encompasses everything. Or 25th, which means like everything through to like well, everything sometimes in the way that it's used. So there's so many cool things you could do with Lifeline. I would go ahead and give him a pistol. I'd give him a machine rifle in much again like Power Rescue style. The syringe kind of like pistol, the syringe pistol as well. But all of those things that the Pursuit of Cobra came with, the 30th came with, but then on like, you know, literally piled on top with even cooler additions. And how good, tell me how good a foldable gurney would be that actually worked with both docks and Lifeline stretchers. How freaking amazing would that be? Anyway. He's a pacifist, conscientious objector. Why does he have a gun? That was Sunbow specific. That the Lifeline had a pistol in the figure, like early doors. And in fact, the 30th anniversary, as I said before, made him Para Rescue. So he had to be proficient with a rifle as well. So he had like an M16 kind of thing, didn't he? Like a, no, not an M16, but like, sorry, you know what I mean? Like kind of like one of those style weapons. What is it? Someone will let me know in the comments. It just says rifle on Yojo, but you can kind of, it's kind of like that, you know, that kind of vibe right there. Anyway, so Lifeline, again, if we're talking most wanted and I get to pick what we're dealing with here, then I 100% would love it if they went deluxe with him, gave him loads and loads of gear, even like the gas mask and all that kind of stuff, the oxygen mask, the respirator, whatever you want to say. And the deck, like, you know, go full on red and white with rescue down the leg. Just, it would be so friggin' cool. So friggin' cool. Personally, Sunbow is my preferred continuity. That's totally fine. If it is, that's totally, totally fine. Removable helmet and goggles. Yeah, I would like to see all of those things removable, unless it was too much of a pain in the butt, and then I can get away with the shades being fixed. But it would be really nice to get like green shades on Lifeline, and also the helmet went over the top and the goggles went over the top of the helmet as well. I would be well up for that. I would buy a deluxe Lifeline in a heartbeat, says Mike. Thank you very much, Mike. I would too. I think Lifeline, like, you know, when you think about or you talk about the characters that it makes sense for, right? I genuinely think this is a character that makes sense for a deluxe offering. I think not only that, but the other angle that a few people have been talking about again in the comments is the Tiger Force one. So you could get a stripped down Lifeline for the Tiger Force release. Or they just do a two-pack and give him all his gear like Tripwire anyway. Although Tripwire did have a lot of stuff that they did. You know, the secondaries didn't stay in, did they? And Apsara didn't make it. So, yeah, like the extra look of Tripwire didn't make it in and Apsara didn't make it in. So, like, you'd have to minimize some of that gear anyway. So I think a deluxe standard Lifeline and then a beautiful stripped-down, sexy Tiger Force version for Target and Bob's your uncle. Bobcat's your uncle. If you just joined in, I did Spearhead and Max first. That was the joke. Right. Okay. So that's my number four pick for the classified series for G.I. Joe. You might also be, if you weren't paying attention, I'm going to be doing five Joes today. And then maybe tomorrow, or unless there's any news or any other things happen, I'll be doing five Cobras another time. We're celebrating 5,000 subs, guys. That's what we're celebrating. It ticked over the moment I went live. I'm not even kidding. It was like, I can't go live when I'm not technically at 5K, because that would be, I would probably be like run into the ground as like, and being an absolute D-bag for not doing so. So anyway, there we go. Lifeline deluxe number four. Now number three, thank you very much for the congratulations, I appreciate it. And now for number three, we're going away from figures that have figures, characters that have figures. We are going into a land of firsts here. I think you probably know where I'm going with this. Before I move on, William Robbie says, classified is hit or miss with sunglasses. They really need to nail that down. When they get it wrong, it's hot garbage. I have to agree, William. I have to agree with that. It's either like the most, it's like Buckaroo, where you place it on very gently and step away, hoping that it doesn't flip and fly all over the place, or it locks in and you can't, it's perfect. They can't, there isn't an in between with them, is there? It's either perfect or absolute, like you say, hot garbage. Anyway, lock the shades down so that we can get lifeline with removable shades, please. Right, now, my number three, as I was saying, is a character. Let's see if we can guess what my next character be. G.I. Joe, of course, doesn't have an action figure in any format. Who am I talking about? Anyone? Not Cool Breeze. Good shout, though. Thank you, Mr. Roper. That's very kind of you to say. Slave's got it. It's not Lightfoot, it's not Big Lob, and it's not Mr. C. Lightfoot has an action figure. Big Lob has an action figure. Mr. C doesn't have an action figure, I don't think. The Viper doesn't, or the Wiper, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. No, it is 100% Dawn. Yes, Dawn Moreno. Dawn of the Arashikagi, whatever you want to say. I really want Dawn Moreno in the Classified series. I think, and I always default to this beautiful artwork on the left-hand side, who I've completely forgotten who did that, and I feel terrible because I have referenced it in the past a million times, and now I forget who did that artwork. I mean, both pieces of art are phenomenal, but I've completely forgotten who did that artwork on the left and the red background, and I feel terrible because like I said, I've referenced it millions of times. The moment I have to think of something on the fly, genuinely, it just goes out of my brain. And now I feel absolutely awful for not remembering. Anyone remember? Anyone know in the comments, please and thank you? It would help me because then I don't have to look it up myself. I should have done this beforehand, but I didn't realize I was going to hit 5K tonight and didn't actually have anything ready at all to go. Yeah, let me know in the comments if you know who that artist is, because I have completely, annoyingly forgotten it like an absolute fool. It's going to drive me mad, isn't it? It is. I'm not going to move on this. Is it Neetho? I don't think it is it? Is it Neetho Diaz? I don't think it's Neetho. Tom Waltz was the editor. He wasn't the one that did the artwork. Anyway, I'll move on, and then I will make it up to whoever did draw it by calling them out on the next episode. But anyway, I think 100% I have to go with Dawn as being in the Classified. I think she'll make an amazing action figure. It would be a great way to sneak in a Snake Eyes in the list, wouldn't it? Because that's another thing. They always want to have some form of like a major character, don't they, in wave plans or line plans or what have you. Although with Classified, it is quite interesting because we do get like entire waves sometimes with, you know, all sorts of random characters and no Snake Eyes or no, you know, Cobra Commander or Destro or what have you. I suppose if they're counting like the retro releases when they do big wave reveals, then we did get Duke and Scarlet very recently. So that does, you know, that balances things out a little bit. But yeah, it's, you know, that's something that they always kind of want to sort of incorporate in their wave plan. And I think, you know, sneaking a cheeky Dawn in there would be a great way of doing another Snake Eyes figure. Anyway, I would love to see Dawn in the line. And also done very much in that beautiful art shown on the left-hand side again. I love the red visor has always been really striking to me, but also the hair. If you can get like really cool, like long hair flowing, multiple different versions of that would be... Thank you so much, Jamie Lynn. It's Kai Zahmer. Thank you so much. It is Kai Zahmer. Thank you, Pass, as well, for writing that down. Kai Zahmer did that stunning artwork. And now I feel I'm so glad you guys found that out. Thank you so much. That one on the left, yeah, Kai Zahmer. Absolutely stunning. And it's kind of like my default, like, favorite Dawn, like, characterization so far. Like, I think she was great as well in the way she was depicted in Silent Option. Was really fun and really awesome. But I have to say, like, the artwork that Kai did for that particular, that style and all the muscles and everything on her body, just phenomenal. Just really, really cool. And, you know, like, you could go, again, loads of cool design detail on this particular character you could get into, especially the way she's drawn her as well, with all the different kind of, like, pouches and straps and all that kind of stuff. But brilliant stuff. I'm late, but if he hasn't been talked about, the winter and summer outfit Quinn figure, Jeffrey, that would be fun. That would be fun. Sorry, I'm just catching up with some comments for a second quickly. Shelf Presence says, I love the updated Cobra Commander from the comics with the blue ski mask. He looks great. I'd take that in a heartbeat. Another good shout, actually, especially if we're talking like major characters being, you know, kind of coming back into the line plans. You want to see difference, don't you? I want to see, that was a great shout, actually, Shelf. That version of Cobra Commander, Battle Armor as well, would be phenomenal. Battle Armor, you never know. That might make it into my top five Cobras. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, Dawn. I think the fact she hasn't had an action figure yet is actually a little bit of a crime. You know, we had a somewhat, what do you call it? Blink and you'll miss it O-ring line from Hasbro. So I think the reason we didn't get one in that period was because they were kind of like, I want to say half-heartedly doing a vintage like O-ring line, but it kind of was. And lots of just main characters that we'd already had millions and millions of times. So I don't think we were going to get to Dawn anytime soon. But then we have had, I want to say, upwards of 100 and something figures in both Super 7 and Hasbro in the Classified series and Reaction and Ultimates. So, I mean, obviously you're not going to do a Dawn Ultimates yet. That doesn't make much sense, especially when the focus is on mainly on the cartoon, let's face it, with the Ultimates. But with Reaction, I'm genuinely surprised we didn't get some sort of Dawn Moreno. And I wonder if they'd asked them not to do Dawn because they wanted to do, Hasbro wanted to do Dawn first. And that's a possibility. There might be, I don't know if this is a thing, I've just made it up, but you never know if there's some sort of thing where they can't do, well, that's not true because they did Raven, didn't they? So there isn't anything in the kind of like, in the contracts, as it were, to say that you can't do anything that hasn't already been done by us. So with that said, I am surprised we haven't seen a Dawn Moreno in some way, shape, or form. I know we got the Cotabacoya statue, and make of that what as you will, but that's literally all we've had. I think that and a white version of that. But, you know, the fact we haven't had an action figure of this character, I mean, Classified, I just assumed we were going to get Dawn in the first year, especially with the fact that Snake Eyes the movie was happening at the time. Like, I'm surprised. And there was also talk of her getting her own movie at one point, but I think that was just one of those things where it's a little bit of, you know, speculative talk that turns into a story. Thank you, Hydrus. Oh my goodness me, thank you so much for the super chat, very much appreciated. Happy 5k, well deserved and too long coming. Appreciate everything you do, enjoy. Thank you so much, Hydrus, for that is very, very kind. Yeah, lovely stuff. Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks for all the support and everything. We really appreciate it as well. I'd love to get more women in the classified line, says Hayden. Yeah, you and me both, actually. They do well in getting some. They've done well in getting a lot of decent female characters in the line, actually, so far. The fact that we've had Shooter out of nowhere, that was a great add. Obviously, Zarana is a perfect addition. Low key, love Akiko, by the way. I know people hate the movie. I get it. But Akiko, I love that action figure. And I really liked the thought of her as a new character in the line. Dawn may be too controversial, says Mike. People either love her or hate her. I don't know. Haven't really come across many people that hate her, honestly. But then again, that could check. Look, the comments could fill all of a sudden with hate, and I don't want it to, obviously. But yeah, I don't think she's controversial as such. I think she would be. She let put it this way: they love it when there's a talking point, positive or negative. I would imagine actually, as long as it isn't negative. Negative is probably the wrong term, but like they. The publicity, and it's that kind of old adage, isn't it? Of like, no publicity is bad publicity, unless you're so, well, to a degree, I would have to add as well. That has to come with that, with a caveat, I think. But yeah, I think she'd be cool in the line, honestly. I would be really into seeing Dawn in the Classified series. And again, like I said, I'm surprised that she's not in there. And it would get people talking. It would be a very it would the whole I think the fandom would be a buzz again with it. And I'm not saying do it just because it's going to generate that kind of thing. Do it because I want the figure, please. Don't do it for any other reason other than I want it, please and thank you. But yeah, I would and the other thing is I've seen so many cool customs. Shout out Marauder Reuben, who one just one of many, but again, I shout him out because he did a wonderful, wonderful custom of Dawn quite some years ago now, and it's still beautiful and stands up. So shout out to Marauder Reuben on that one. Anyway, so yeah, Dawn's going to go in at number three. So far we've had Spearhead and Max at number five as a figure and pet. We've had Deluxe Lifeline at number four. Dawn would be a standard retail release, but would kill it. So she'd be in like, just a standard retail. I mean, I can't really see any other reason to go, other than standard retail, like maybe some sort of SDCC exclusive, but I don't know what you would do to make it fancier. So I think she'd be great as just a standard release figure, Dawn. Again, two sword Madam Two Swords. The piss that what else did she really come with other than the side piece? It's just swords and a side piece, really, isn't it? She doesn't need anything else. She is a weapon, and I would love it. Again, alternate heads. The one thing I should mention: alternate heads have an unmasked and a masked, and a couple of different hair pieces. And I think that would be more than enough. And I think you'd have a decent loadout in a standard retail figure. You might even throw some extra hands in there. I'm not really a massive fan of the extra hands, but if you wanted to do like chop, punch, that kind of thing, kick, punch, it's all in the mat. I don't know why Parappa the Rapper just came into my head there. I guess it was the kick punch thing, obviously, but hilarious. Anyway. Yeah, the Ninja Star hands, all that kind of. Well, I know Pat has had a. We've had a conversation about that, Pat and I'm the same. I think you don't need to have a hand with a Ninja Star in it. I think you need to have like a C grip with like a couple of open fingers so that you can put a Ninja Star in there. That would be so much better, I think. Do any of the current female Bucks fit Dawn? I think you'd have to do something brand new. I would personally want to see a new kind of build here or a new like. Because I think I'd love to see her do I'd love to see them do her like in the same way that Kaizama did her, like in that kind of like more muscular way, not like crazy. I think just from the angles and some of the lines, it just looks super muscular. But like I don't know, just a little bit, just a little bit more kind of detail and depth on the body and stuff would be really cool. Anyway, yeah. So like I said, two different hair pieces, one long ponytail style and one big flowing hair would be cool. And then alternate heads, one unmasked and one masked would be great. Two swords, madam, and the side piece. Thank you very much. Done and dusted, covered in mustard. That's Dawn at number three. Now, number two we're getting onto now. So if anyone feels like they need a number two, now is the time to do it. What have I gone with? Well, Justin Bell would be happy because it's hit and run. Now, you're all probably thinking, hit and run? Yeah, you're actually probably going to be in agreement with me. I want hit and run so bad, mainly for the Tiger Force aspect, if I'm being totally honest. But hit and run is one of those figures that is just G.I. Joe perfection in my eyes. Like, here is another one of those figures back in the day, so much like iconography around this one. The back, that like duffel bag is the coolest accessory for me, with the little like twisty handle thing on it, so that you could wind the friggin' rope back in, that then has a like blooming grappling hook on the end of it, and a knife goes in it. Are you serious? Like that duffel bag alone is iconic for the G.I. Joe line. But as a classified figure, I don't think you could go wrong with this one. You know, that green base on the skin as like, you know, camouflage, like, you know, covered in the green, and then you kind of break that up with the black kind of over the face and that. Oh, just so good. Like, he's so, like, he reminds me of that, was it, I can't remember if it was a Navy SEAL commercial. It was one of those commercials where the guy comes out of the water real slow and he's like literally all painted up, like face paint and everything, camo paint and all that jazz. I don't know. I think it would be phenomenal just to get a figure with that, just the skin tone being green and not being something from Cobra La. It'd be amazing. Anyway, yeah, so I think this would be absolutely sensational. Ray says, my all-time favorite Joe figure. Ripcord's parachute fitted on him perfectly too. Nice. There's the other aspect here with Hit and Run where you could go deluxe with him. It doesn't have to be deluxe in my opinion, but you could do like a parachute backpack in much the same way as, I think it was it Target exclusive back in the day? Hit and run with the parachute backpack. Now, obviously, that would be a pretty, you know, deep cut homage. But at the same time, like, I think you can get away with this one being standard release, but you make those accessories very good. So, you know, you have rope, but more rope than Wolf Spider had. You have the grappling hook and the bag and the knife, and they go together, and you have all the rope that go, you know, you make it work, right? Or you do it so that the bag can like flex open and you can put stuff in the bag. And so you put the grappling hook in there. You could put other items in there he might come with. You know, it doesn't have to be like the rope could go in there. It doesn't have to be one where the bag has to act like the rope dispersal unit or something. It would be cool, but I think you could get away with the bag just being cool and a bag. And then like all the secondaries on him with the loop and everything. Oh, could you imagine that? And then like the rope going through the little loop on the secondary on the belt at the front, and you could do him like proper abseiling and stuff like that, and you could have, oh, it would be so cool. It would be so dope. And then maybe you could affix the bag to the rope in a way that it made it look like it did on the card art, you know, so it's hanging underneath him and it's on that kind of like, I don't know. I think it would be freaking amazing. Holy crapola, Fearcore. My goodness, thank you so much. Wow. I think that is the wow. First of all, yikes. Second of all, thank you so much for the super chat. Thirdly, thank you for the kind words. Congratulations on the 5k, Chris. Took too long. Yes, it did. You deserve more for the content you provide. Take this and get something for the wife since you spend all your time with us. I appreciate that very much. That's very kind of you. Thank you, Fearcore. Oh my goodness, that's ridiculous. Thank you, mate. Thank you. Thanks to everyone, and just to everybody in the chat for being so lovely, and also to everyone that super chatted. Thank you very much. That's very kind. My goodness, Fearcore, that's crazy pants. Whew. I feel like I owe every... When people do that, I feel like I owe them. It's like, I only unlocked it because someone kept asking me about it. Like, I can't remember who it was. Everybody... There was somebody in the comments every single, like, episode I was doing that kept saying, can you do the Super Chat thing? And I was like, I felt bad doing it. And wow. Thank you, guys. That's crazy. And thank you, Fearcore. That's nuts. Whew. What is wrong with you guys today? Fearcore dropping that. Blimmin'. Hydrus dropping more, like, guys, thank you. That's very kind. Anyway, hit and run. And of course, give him his iconic rifle. And yeah, don't make it rubbery. And I think I would be all over the shop. I'd be so happy. Removable helmet, of course, goggles. Yes, please, and thank you. And then, of course, we get into the other bonus for Hasbro, which again, I'm surprised they haven't jumped on hit and run earlier. Because you have two sub-teams he can go in right away. Night Force and Tiger Force. So with Night Force, of course, yeah, you've got the green and black. And, you know, it's pretty much nailed on that we could get a hit and run in the Night Force. But then you have the European Tiger Force angle, which is a little bit more bonkers, granted. Bright blue shirt. You know, Tiger Stripe kind of like secondary. I mean, he's absolutely bonkers. And camo pants as well, like green and brown camo pants. I would know, I did cosplay as Tiger Force Hit and Run. You're welcome. one of my favorite things was going to a sports store. Kate and I went to this sports store one day. We're looking for like kids' softball helmets, because apparently we heard that was like the perfect like sort of helmet from the G.I. Joe vibe kind of style. And we went in, the first one I saw was this orange one on the stand. I'm like, that's it, perfect. Grabbed it, put black like tiger stripe stickers on it, and like cut it out of black tape basically, and it was the easiest cosplay ever for the helmet. Anyway, bought some goggles that went over the top. It was perfection. Anyway, yes, so definitely hit and run for Night Force and Tiger Force vibes. Yes, please, and thank you. Mark says 5k, can't wait to see what hat you have for 10k. yeah, I'm rocking the turtles today. Look, you like that? Bit of TMNT for you. I love this hat. It's one of my favorite hats ever. I actually got it in Party City, believe it or not. You probably like, we do believe you, Chris. We were looking for things for, I think, like one of the party, Kate and I used to put on like parties for the family, for the dogs, for birthday parties and stuff like that. And we would do, you know, themes. And, you know, we did like frigging Jurassic Park, Star Wars, and we did a Turtles one. I dressed up as Casey Jones. Kate was April. It was amazing. Kate made some amazing pizzas, obviously, and some like loads of different food, like themed. And we had an amazing Turtles party. And yeah, when we were in Party City looking for stuff for that party, I found this hat. And I thought, that is a wonderful hat. I need that. We do believe you. Thank you, Josh. Mike says, I miss JoeCon and the cosplay contest. Yeah, they were fun, weren't they? Jeremy, random question, favorite turtle. Okay, so it kind of changes over the years. I've gone pretty much through all the turtles. Sounds gross. When I was a kid, it was 100% Michelangelo, because I was a party dude and I was very outgoing and gregarious, and I related probably to Mikey more than anyone else. Now, and like, I was also, I kind of went into like Raphael phases where I was angry, and I went into kind of like my kind of like nerdy phase, which is all the time, obviously. But like, I really loved Donatello for a little period of time. But do you know what? As I've gotten older, I'm Leonardo now. Like, I just feel like he kind of embodies what I'm like more so now in the organization kind of department. So like, I feel like I'm more level-headed than I've ever been. You're probably thinking, what? But I've gone all over the place with the turtles. I would probably have to say that Leo's up there for me now. And I like Leo's swords. And like and there's different situations for this. Now, I love Raph in the movie. I thought his characterization in the first live action movie was incredible. They all were great. It was a great movie. That is one of the best comic book to movie adaptations ever. I love that movie. And you might be thinking, Chris, you're crazy. But, you know, I love the first Turtles movie. It's amazing. Loads of like cool little nods to like, again, like those early comics and, you know, just great. But yeah, that's a good question. And we've gone on a bit of a side tangent there. My apologies. But yeah, I have to say, I've definitely gone through a little stage, phases of loving each turtle. Kate's favorite is Donnie. And she loves Donatello. And I have to say, like, I do, it's like trying to pick a favorite child because I love the turtles. Like, if it wasn't for G.I. Joe, this would probably be a Turtles podcast if I had the bandwidth. And I was planning on doing one years ago. Had like, you know, a little team ready to go and everything. We were going to call it, we were actually going to call it the Mutagen Men. And now there is a podcast called the Mutagen Men. So that, which is funny how I thought that was a really good idea initially. And it's so good that yes, it is, because some other guys have done it. Shout out to Dragon Fortress, who I believe is on that podcast as well. Yeah. But anyway, that's by the by. And I suppose Green Skin, it kind of looks like a turtle right now, doesn't he? Hit and run. Like, he looks a bit like Raphael, actually, speaking about it right now. But yes, Hit and Run is my number two. That means, hey, I've got an hour out of this. That's not bad. My number one choice. Now, this is controversial. It's not really, but it's going to be one of those ones where it's going to be like, ooh, cheeky trick kind of vibe. Because this is a character, I wonder if you're going to be able to guess it from these stupid clues. This is a character that goes both ways. And I'm talking factions. Any ideas? I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it, when I say that. There's a few of them out there. And based on, if you know me in any way, you'll know one of my favorite ever figures of all time is not Mercer and not Scoop. Do you know what? I had a funny feeling people would go there first. But no. Yes, Airborne's Customs. You've been paying attention. Pedro Almeida's been paying attention. Yes, it's version 2 Storm Shadow, because he's in the G.I. Joe team at this stage, this phase of his life and career and general deco choices. So yes, Storm Shadow version 2 is one of my ultimate fave vintage figures of all time. I don't know many figures that I love more than this one. There are loads of figures I love with all my heart, but there's something about version 2 Storm Shadow. And I think one of them is a mental thing, right? Now, as a kid, I really liked Storm Shadow. I thought Storm Shadow was cool as fudge, but he was a bad guy. And he was clearly a bad guy in the Action Force kind of continuity. Now, that obviously, I'm very much a goody two shoes. I am a G.I. Joe kid at heart. I'm like, I know a lot of people, like when they talk about, you know, like they're like, they prefer Cobra, they prefer G.I. Joe, whatever. I definitely am a, I had to have myself immortalized into G.I. Joe, it would have to be on the good guys team. Thankfully, I'm a bomb disposal robot for Tripwire now, so jobs are good. But it, like, you know, if you know, I was all about Steel Special Corps. I was all about, you know, me being a figure in the G.I. Joe team. I wasn't so much fussed about being in the Cobras team. That was never something I wanted to be. I think Cobras are awesome, and I love the figures and the characters. But I'm a G.I. Joe guy at heart, right? And so I think there was a mental thing happening here. Because, I saw this for the first time on Pegs in 89. I know he'd been out for a year at that point, but this was in the US on Peg 89. And I remember looking at it, seeing Storm Shadow, and looking at the deco and the artwork and just being like apps, just thinking, wow, what a cool new version of Storm Shadow this is. And I didn't have the original as a kid because I missed the 85 Palutoy card back, and I never found the International Heroes release, one of those figures that kind of I think made it on both cards. I think he was on Palutoy card back, but definitely I'm pretty sure came out on International Heroes card. But again, missed on either of those, if it was either or was one or the other, but I missed out. And when I saw this one, I thought, oh great, I've got an opportunity now to have a Storm Shadow figure in much the same way and on the same day that I found Tiger Force Roadblock didn't have that first version of Roadblock. So I felt like I was like tripping. I'm like, oh sweet, I've got a version one Roadblock sort of. I've got Storm Shadow. Anyway, I turn the card round after I've bought it. This is after I bought it. I get back to the house, turn, and you know, I'm going nuts, all the figures I just bought. I bought so many. And I turn the Storm Shadow one round and I notice it says G.I. Joe at the bottom. And I just thought it was a mistake. I thought it, you know, there was no kind of mention of Cobra on anything. And I look at the file card and I read it and I'm like, oh my goodness. Didn't know what was going on in the comics at the time. So confused. And now I'm looking at this figure going, well, this, he's G.I. Joe now? And I was like, that's freaking amazing. So I was like, I think it was that thing of like, one of my favorite like characters is now in G.I. Joe. It was like triple whammy, because it was Storm Shadow, it was a cool new deco, and he was in G.I. Joe. This is what's happening here. This is nuts. So this is one of those ones where I think the fact we haven't had it in classified so far, again, is this is more criminal not having this one yet than Dawn. But I would have to say, like, yeah, the fact we don't have this yet is very surprising. So I would expect to see this soon, genuinely. Now, lots of cool things about it. If we look at this in a classified kind of situation, and you look at figures like Shockwave and who else got that kind of treatment? Ali Viper. They still managed to do their kind of digital camo without really sacrificing that kind of fun vintage vibe of it just being, you know, like Tetris blocks, basically. They did well to kind of like, yes, kind of update it to a degree, like utilizing the three dots for yellow instead of another block or line for Shockwave. And also like for the Ali Viper as well, the way they incorporated it in certain sections and then had other sections that were kind of almost like regular camouflage. I don't know. They did well in kind of like updating it. I think they could do the same here with Storm Shadow. And I would be absolutely, I'd be over the absolute moon if they did this one and did the kind of Tetris block deco. I think it would be wicked. Now, how do they update it? Do they do it as, I'm looking at the card art and I'm thinking, do they do it as big as the blocks on that card art? Maybe. Like, I don't mind it being that big and blocky. I think it's freaking phenomenal. I think that card art, by the way, Earl Norum, phenomenal card art. One of my favorite pieces of art in the entire G.I. Joe history. You know, and there's a lot. I mean, the Greedo stuff is phenomenal. Doug Hart did some amazing, beautiful art pieces of artwork. Earl Norum, though, did some absolute bangers, including Road Pig, this beauty from Storm Shadow, Hydro Viper, and there's another one he did. He did loads, but like, you know, and he did that beautiful artwork on, was it the accessory pack, or was it one of the battle, the motorized backpack? There's that artwork where there are like loads of the characters are walking down the mountain. I think it's an accessory pack, honestly. But he did the most beautiful artwork on Earl Norum, as well as those the books as well that he's famous for G.I. Joe, the kind of like adventure books, I think they were. But yeah, just amazing stuff. And so this artwork, for one, just always blew me away. I love the dynamism of like what you're working with the G.I. Joe card is very restrictive. Obviously you had a bit more space to work with on these cards than you do now on the classified ones, where it's just like sliver about that wide. But this, I mean, if they did a classified version 2 Storm Shadow, I would need to see that pose on the side, and it would work perfectly because you take the slice, the thin slice, and you know he's doing like, you know, you're kind of seeing a lot of him in the central section of that cut. So I think that would be phenomenal, perfect. But my goodness, compound bow. I know we have one. We have a compound bow, don't we? I think Blooming Storm Shadow regular has a compound bow, doesn't he? I would give him a new compound bow, new build, bring something new into the line for him. But he doesn't need to have loads of stuff. The claw, obviously, the kind of like one of Nunchuck's claws would be fine. And then a red backpack with a red sword in it. No, I do like the red, how it pops, by the way. But I'd be fine with like a dark grey or black backpack and maybe a red handle on the sword, or even like the sword with like the temper of the blade would be red, would be kind of fun. Sort of similar way to Desert Snake Eyes, how they did that orange blade, but do that in like in red. I think that'd be really, really awesome. And yeah, obviously have it on the backpack, you know, slot into the backpack. And then the other thing I would have are two heads. I'd have an unmasked and I'd have the masked one, and I'd have that hood section as a loose hood, in much the same way that we've seen already with loads of the other characters. Maybe hood up, hood down scenario. So you get that Storm Shadow kind of, I mean, we've already got it basically. So I think you could probably get away with, oh, Shadow Tracker's bow, actually. Yes, Scott, maybe you do that. That's the problem. I don't have Shadow Tracker, so I keep forgetting there are other things in the line that I haven't seen properly yet and soaked in. So yeah, Shadow Tracker's bow would be fine for this. Nunchuck's claw, Shadow Tracker's bow, and you could probably just throw both claws in, couldn't you? You might as well while you're at it. And then you might even be able to get away with... you might even better get away with backpack and sword, like maybe even like Snake Eyes backpack and sword, but do them in different colors. But again, I don't mind if they do something new, because that backpack had a lot of cool detail on it as well. So that would be wicked. But yeah, I'd like to see an unmasked version, and I'd like to see, you know, the regular masked version. And like I said, I think an up and down hood piece would be phenomenal and work really well. And you don't have to go nuts with it. And then the secondary would just be the rope, so everything else would be molded, set rope secondary, and obviously have the tattoo. Get that tattoo on show, and that I think I'd be all over that. I'd be all over that in a heartbeat. Oh, they could even do like the wizard sleeve sort of style that he shows on the card art again. I don't know. I'd just be all over this. It would be the best figure ever. So that's my number one, G.I. Joe classified, most wanted. That's my top five, guys. I'll go through them one more time. Spearhead and Max as the figure pet option. Lifeline Deluxe in asterisks, Deluxe, for, you know, obviously lots and lots of gear. Dawn Moreno for the first time in action figure form, unless something else comes out before that, but you know, that's what I'd love. Hit and Run with just some awesome stuff, and Storm Shadow version 2 for the G.I. Joe team. That is my top five most wanted Joes wish list, and that's been this episode. I haven't finished just yet though, because we've got the usual thing that we do. Yeah, it's recap time. What do we know? While I'm here, let me know in the comments what your top five Joes are, please and thank you. I'll shout some of them out when they come through. But give me your top five. You don't have to be in order. Just give me five Joes, and we'll do Cobra next time. So don't throw any Cobras in there for now. We'll talk Cobra next time. Have no fear. There'll be a whole episode dedicated to it. Just get your get me your top fives in there, please. I'll read some of them out in a second. Right. Oh, and there's going to be ones that you say that I'll just be like, oh yeah, I want that now. Oh yeah, someone's already said it. Like Liquid Identity mentioned the Tundra Stalker, Airtight's another one. Yeah, absolutely. Guys, give me your fives. Give me your specific fives and we'll talk through them. So anything new for 2024? No, nothing to update that we haven't already done so. But, you know, that's it. There's nothing really to say. Could any of these be in my top five? Are they? Don't think they are. There might be. I don't know, actually, come to think of it. I didn't put enough thought into this to then make sure, am I giving anything away? Ryan has said Ripcord, Airtight, Deep Six, Short Fuse, Zap. That's a really interesting five. Solid, but really interesting. So I'm guessing you mean standard Ripcord, right? Not, because I mean, that's going to come. You might as well take that off the list because it's happening. Airtight too. I mean, I'd be surprised if Airtight doesn't come out soon. Deep Six is a great shout though. Short Fuse and Zap are good shouts as well for the, you know, for the OGs. Mike says Footloose, Law and Order, Repeater, Hit and Run, Mercer, another solid five. Another solid five. Obviously got Figure and Pet in there with Law and Order. Repeater, yes. Repeater was actually one that I was going to put on my list, but then started to kind of mess with the format and then decided against putting him in for now. He'll probably come back in the next top five that I do, though, let's face it. But yeah, Footloose, great shout. How has he not got here yet? Law and Order, great shout. How have they not got here yet? Hit and Run, samesies. And Mercer's a really good shout as well. Poster Trout, Mercer, Muskrat, Storm Shadow V2, Hit and Run, Lifeline. 3 out of 5 ain't bad there, Poster, hey? But yeah, Mercer's a good shout. We've had a few for Mercer now. Muskrat's another kind of low-level banger that you know, they could do really well with Classified. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that. Mr. Cheeseburger, Super Soldier. Do you mean Super Trooper? That's awesome. Salvo, Repeater, Gridiron, Bulletproof. Again, really cool, diverse group you've got there. Sci-Fi, yep, good shout, Zombie. Zombie KLR13. Ben says Flash, Grand Slam, Short Fuse, Steeler, Quinn. Ben, I'm sensing an OG styling going on there for you. Jamie Lynn, Dawn Moreno, Bombstrike, Stalker, Version 2, Sci-Fi, Hit and Run, all great shouts. Stalker V2 was definitely one that I was contemplating. And funnily enough, Bombstrike was another one I was contemplating, but I went with Dawn. I think I went with Bombstrike when we talked O-Ring recently. But anyway, yeah, they're good shouts. Short Fuse, Zap, Grand Slam, Steeler, Mercer, says Newfie. Another very OG group there. Scott says Freefall, just five Freefalls. I like it. Tim says Fast Draw, Dress Blues, Gung Ho, 91 Mercer, Dodger, and Wetsuit. My God, there's some good shouts in there, Tim. Fast Draw was my bait and switch because I made you think I was going to put Fast Draw in there and I took him out fast and all that. But no, he would be phenomenal. Dress Blues Gung Ho is another low key banger of an option. I would love to see that figure. And I know a lot of people are like, yeah, but he's just, you know, in his uniform. But that'd be so cool. I'd love a figure of that. That'd be so dope. 91 Mercer is another cool option because I think a lot of people have been going regular Mercer. So you've kind of jumped in with a 91 Mercer just to throw some chainmail arm situation in there. Dodge is a good shout as well. And Wetsuit, definitely Wetsuit. Derek says Footloose, Fast Draw, Law and Order, Flash, and Zap. Good shout there, Derek. All good shouts. A lot of the same names are coming up. Josh says Sci-Fi, Footloose, Ripcord, Saldo, and Grand Slam. Again, lots of the same names coming up. Stygian, Lifeline, Airtight, Night. Well, Stygian, you're throwing Cobras in there. I specifically requested Joes. Cobras are next time. But I'll take your Lifeline and your Airtight for now, and I'll save the other three for next episode. Super Trooper, yes. Most Wanted, Lifeline, Wetsuit, Deep Six, Steeler, and Flash, says Loston. Again, it's funny, isn't it, that the same names are coming up over and over again. Rock and Roll Version 2, Rock and Roll Sonic Fighters, Rock and Roll Star Brigade. Brilliant, Jeremy. Plastic Battles, Airtight, Mainframe, Deep Six, Mercer, Stalker Version 2. Mainframe is a great addition there, Paul. Obviously, a lot of the other ones have been mentioned already, but Mainframe is a good shout and one that I would also desperately love to see. Viper Scout says Bullhorn, Lightfoot, Widescope, Barricade, Talking Battle Commander Hawk. Now, there's an interesting group right there that haven't really been mentioned. You're right on completely correct on Lightfoot. again, would have been in my top five. He's been in my top five every other time. Like, it was just, I just wanted to mix it up a little bit. Bullhorn's a great shout, especially when you consider, the sniper rifle and all that kind of jazz as well. Which, again, you could probably just reutilize Lifeline's gear a little bit, but obviously make the bullhorn thing and all that. Yeah, it would be a wicked figure. Widescope and Lamont is another good shout as a figure animal companion. Barricade, that is one you don't really hear very often. Kind of like a golden blue Robocop. And Talking Battle Commander Hawk is a good shout because it's a really cool looking Hawk and a different deco as well, with the kind of different hat, kind of headgear. Airborne's Customs says, fast draw, airtight, sci-fi version 1 wetsuit, free fall. Awesome, all mentioned so far. Stephen Chaser, I like yours, mate. Hardball, 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 barricade, and hardball. So we haven't heard barricade for ages. We get two in a row, and then all hardballs. Amazing. Dan the Toyman, sneak peek, sci-fi, iceberg, ambush, wetsuit. Some, again, great shout. Sneak peek would be great. The Blimmin' Periscope would be phenomenal. Deep Six, Payload, Sherlock, Crosshair, and Bomb Strikes, as Rachel. There's some good shouts in there. Sherlock, first ever figure. That would be wicked. Crosshair is one you don't hear that often, for sure. And Payload is a great shout because, again, the cool stuff you could do with Payload would be out of this world. Yeah, get it? Blowtorch, airtight, sci-fi, low light, Commando Snake Eyes, says Fearcore. Commando Snake Eyes is out, Fearcore. Commando Snake Eyes is retro Snake Eyes. Can they get any more Commando Snake Eyes? Or do you mean version 2? Sorry, do you mean version 2? Because I think that is Commando Snake Eyes. I think I'm wrong there. So you want a version 2 Snake Eyes, right? Totally cool. I get it. I understand now. Definitely. Definitely think that would be wicked as well. Low light we have. Do you need another low light? A different low light? Blowtorch is coming. We know that much, don't we? Which is cool. So some of your choices you're going to get soon. I think Lenny could really do Battle Force 2000 justice with the current cyberpunk trend. He always says G.I. Joe is a fashion brand. Good shout, James. Actually, yeah. Pathfinder, says Sean. Wetsuit. Yep, another one for Vic there. Your legit one, Jeremy. Rock and Roll version 2. I like it. Night Force Charbroil. Beautiful. Storm Shadow version 2, obviously. Short Fuse again. And Repeater. Michael, I think Short Fuse has come up more times than any other figure, which is so surprising to me. Top 10 for 10K subs. Jedi Dan, I hope I'm doing a top 3,000 at one point. That'd be great. Can't leave out Scoop. No, Scoop is a great shout. Cloudburst, this is great, Jeffrey. Cloudburst, Frostbite, Law and Order, Blocker Knockdown. I like it. Wetsuit, Leatherhead, Mutton Junkyard, Outback and Rock and Roll version 2. Charles, we have Mutton Junkyard. Leatherhead is coming, and we have Outback. Wetsuit, Mainframe, can't do Monkey Wrench or Annihilators or Heat Vipers. I'll be honest, I wish they'd get out the rest of the original 82 Joes, probably most of all. Exocet says Cutter, Ace, Steeler, Flash, and Falcon I can look at. Nice. Falcon you can look at. That's hilarious. Airtight, Sci-Fi, Iceberg, Bomb Strike, Cross Country, says Fearcore. Got it. So you miss. Yeah, I see. These are the ones that you definitely want that aren't here yet. Yeah, got it. Patrick Stewart, hey, bud. 5K subs. Why have you army built that many Barracudas? I like it. Shout out to Pat. I know. Saluting him. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate that. And I like the pun. It's very, very fun. I'm talking sandwich. We're talking sandwiches, buddy. It's Subway sandwiches, not underwater submarines. Hilarious. Jamie Lynn wants Dylan, 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 and Dylan. I get it. Lifeline, Mainframe, Deep Six, Ace. That's only 4, Chris G, but I'll take those 4. Cool. Scott says Freefall, Talking Commander, Gen Hawk, Deep Six, Wetsuit, Steeler. I like it. You don't have to apologize, Stygian. I was only joking about the. About some of the Cobras in there. Absolutely not a problem. We're doing a Cobra episode and it'll be fun to talk about it then. But I'm just focusing on the Joes at the moment. Liquid Identity, Wetsuit. I nearly combined Wetsuit and Ambush, and you can imagine what words I was combining. obviously, suit bush. No, it was not that. It was close, though. Wetsuit, ambush, law and order, Budo. Yes, Budo. Good shout. Arctic Stalker as well, or Tundra Stalker. Absolutely. It looks like Mercer and Footloose are highly wanted. Absolutely. Lightfoot says, Dawn Moreno, Dead Game Snake Eyes, Mainframe Wetsuit, Short Fuse. Good shouts. Which Dead Game Snake Eyes? Are we talking about a specific color there? Because obviously there were a few color differences. Or do you just mean the design? Either way, totally cool. Stygian says, Lifeline, Airtight, Flash, Psycout, and Sci-Fi. All phenomenal choices. And Psycout's one that hasn't popped up yet, so that's a good shout. Flaming Crow, Airtight, Lifeline, Hit and Run, Footloose, and Law and Order. Good, again, another good solid five. Sean says, Ali, Emery, Gunner, Sergeant, Hartman. Amazing. Zombie KLR13 says, Sci-Fi, Airtight, Ozone, Clean Sweep, Flint version 3. I'm sensing an eco vibe there. Big Sean, 916, Steeler, Lifeline, Lightfoot, Law and Order, Commander Hawk. I like it. I like it, Big Sean. Hello, Joe. Done Muskrat yet? Says Lustin. Yes, actually, Muskrat did pop up once on someone's five. GL, Budo, Law and Order, Charbroil, Blizzard, and Downtown. Good shouts. Steven says, other top five, Sergeant Savage, D-Day, Headbanger, Grill, Dynamite, Mouse. Nice shouts. Interesting choices then. Some deep cuts. Excuse me, I threw up in my mouth then. Not related to what you said. It's just my food is repeating on me for some reason. The OG-13 are a must, says Rachel. Rampart with a Coastal Defender inspired drone, says Brian. Brian, what a great way to make the Coastal Defender cool. Anyway, yes, brilliant. Well, thank you guys for all of those. Mr. Popinski says, Big Lob, Short Fuse, Zap, Sergeant Flash, Steeler. Nice. Snodrich, finish out the movie, Big Lob, Law and Order, Falcon, Tiger Force, plus Mercer and Flash. Have I misread that? That's, yeah, good chance. Dylon. I do remember that joke from the Chappelle show when he was, I'm not even going to say who he was referencing, because that is quite topical at the moment, Jamelyn, is it not? Anyway, Winter Gear, Quick Kick. Oh, that's a good shout. Any more top fives in here? Yes, Stephen B says Quinn, Sci-Fi, Flash, Retro Flint, and Retro Falcon. I like those options. Quinn has come up a few times. Yeah. And then Wilfredo said Dawn Moreno, Deep Six, Lifeline, Budo, and Ambush. So a lot of, I guess one of the things to kind of bring, to kind of gauge from those lists, right? Yes, we're seeing a lot of similar names come up, but we've also got what, close to 200 blooming figures. Like, we have got so many figures in the line already in the Classified series that some of the, like, a lot of the main ones have been done, right? You know, there are still some pretty significant characters to do, but yeah, we are minimizing it. So yeah, that it is going to filter through to the same names coming up over and over again. Well, I was quite interested in the amount, though, of OG kind of 13 sort of characters, like, you know, your Short Fuses and your Zaps, you know, version one Hawk. I think someone said Commander Hawk, which I'm guessing is that version of Hawk. But, like, you know, those kind of things don't necessarily surprise me, but it's cool to see that, you know, so many people want those figures as well. So that's really, really, really cool. And then the other thing is, like, yeah, all the main ones, like Dial Tone, Mainframe. Dial Tone's coming, we know that, but like Mainframe, Airtight, Lifeline, Wetsuit, Footloose, you know, these kind of characters, it all seem like very, yes, Prophet 924, Ninja Force Scarlet is allowed 100%, as is Ninja Force. I can't say because he's on the Cobra team, so we'll do Cobra Light next time, obviously. A few people said Zap, strangely enough, Jamelyn. Yes, we had probably about four or five people say Zap. Budo came up three times, surprisingly. Well, I say surprisingly because I don't expect it to be said, but I would love Budo. I've got my whole deluxe Budo special figure kind of idea in my head. In any case, yeah, we were going to go through all this stuff then, weren't we? But we've already done it. There's nothing really to add to this. I moved Wreckage and the Tiger Paw over to the green section. And everything else is next, I guess. There's still a few of these things we don't know, and there's some things we do we can't say yet. But like I said, there's a lot of it we don't know. We don't know what blooming Fred is. Don't know what Scrappy is, but we're guessing it's going to be that two-pack of low light and spirit. Whipsnake's not a clue. Zorak, we know we can't say. Blossom, we have no clue. We have ideas, we just don't know. Oki and Azrael, not a sausage. But anyway, that's 2024. Still things to come this year, basically. Very excited for the next reveals and all that kind of jazz. And then, of course, 2025, this is all we know so far. We know that Xandar, Sorviper, Leatherneck, and Dialtone are going to be the first retail wave of four. Then we know that Frag Viper and Blowtorch are in the next retail wave following that one, with obviously two other figures that we don't know yet. And then there will be two other lots of waves of four still to do that year, which is crazy to me. Then we also know that the TT designation means Pulse or Pulse Con exclusive. We are just assuming Arthur Deluxe is Pulse Con just because of the precedent set from last year with the designations and how they work and then that kind of jazz. Dinosaur Neil's the new one that was added. I'm going to have to take that yellow box away soon because it's no longer brand new. It's part of the listings. And we also know that Legacy is the new, at least, internal code word term for 60th going forward. And lots of retro to come. Anyway, we might have some more updates for you soon, depending on what happens in the near future. As well as that, of course, we've got the Selfie Series listings, which again, I'm this close to removing this graphic from the recap section, just because I don't necessarily think we're going to get these. I think it's a plan and can. I haven't had confirmation on that yet. As soon as I do, I'll say, yeah, we got confirmation. It's not happening, or it is happening, or whatever. Or it'll happen. And then we'll be like, okay, it's happening. Or it's just, 3 years down the line, and we're like, should we remove this from the list now? But anyway, yeah, that appeared. Now, name only reveals, like I said, this is what we have at the moment. That's a lot of stuff to kind of be revealed. Now, I'm guessing when we get to the next major kind of live event, which I'm guessing is Yojo June now, or will be one of the Yojo June events, because they're going to do multiple. Of course they are. They've already set the precedent. There's no turning back now. I expect we're going to see a lot of these figures either revealed as pre-orders, aka Alpine, Iron Grenadier, IG Bat, which isn't on that list, and the other one. And then, of course, possibly other things, maybe Nemesis Immortal, maybe Road Pig with his mystery companion. We might see like renders for certain figures like Xandar or Dialtone, Blowtorch, etc., Leatherneck. I don't think we're not obviously going to see Starduster, I don't think, and we're not going to see Raptor because of the nature of their exclusivity. Raptor being SDCC, we don't usually see that until SDCC or near to, and Starduster's PulseCon, so I don't expect to see that until PulseCon, basically, which won't be until September, October time, or just October time. It's going to be massive, Yojo June, isn't it? There's going to be a lot of stuff to see, reveal, all that jazz. I imagine there'll be other things that we just haven't had access to or knowledge of. So anyway, Hasbro should have released a Raptor render yesterday. I know. I don't think they will though, Rachel, honestly. I really don't think they will. But that is, because again, just based on the, they might do, I might be wrong, but just based on the fact that it's SDCC makes me think that we won't hear or see anything about it until, I think we'll see some sort of like prototype leak or something, and it'll be like a head cowl or a head sculpt or something like that that pops out on the secondary market, on the the dark web, or whatever you want to call it. And then it's not the dark web, not even slightly, but you know, like it will be that kind of situation. Anyway, yeah, that's that. Then, of course, digital renders, the only ones that are left now are Nightfall's Ripcord Glenda and Nightfall's Crazy Legs. Of course, we did get a render for Tiger Paw and Wreckage, but of course, that figure's out and on pre-order now, so what the hell? It doesn't count in the digital render section. And yeah, hopefully we'll get to see something of these figures very soon. Now, little update on the Hasbro interview. We have got a date set. I won't tell you when it is. I'm just going to surprise you with the drop and just make you agonize over it. It's not this week, though. It's a giveaway, massive giveaway. But yeah, we'll be doing that as soon as possible. And hopefully we'll get some sort of exclusive content to reveal, but we don't know yet. I will send that message now, actually. Anyway, that's and hopefully we get some sort of update on the Dragonfly stuff. Who knows? We might get that beforehand. Unofficial leaks wise, nothing has changed on this either. We've seen the images for the two-pack and Sarge, obviously the leaked ones. We've known about Retro CC, Heart Wrencher, and the IG Bat for a long time now, so it's only a matter of time. And Snowcat and Thunder Machine are getting a little bit more traction, no more than previously, where I said that there'd been another source had kind of mentioned them. But yeah, that's all we can really say on that at the moment. But all exciting stuff, and that's it. That's it for the recap. That's it for the episode, guys. I hope you've enjoyed our little 5K top five classified figures sort of you know, kind of celebration. Before I go, we'll just transition. Right, yes, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you to everyone in the comments for all, like, it's been very interactive today. Thank you to the amazing super chats as well from Hydrus and who else? I can't remember now. Who dropped the most money ever on Hydrus and Fearcore? It was, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Fearcore. So thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate that. It's very kind of you to do that kind of stuff. So yeah, thank you to Fearcore and thank you to Hydrus. That was very, very, very just generous and very much appreciated. Thank you very much for all the lovely comments as well, guys. Really appreciate the support and everything. 5K, we made it finally. I've been literally watching it for about 12 hours, just doing nothing else. I've probably fallen so behind on everything, like work and life and what have you. But anyway, I will be back very soon, probably tomorrow, for the top five Cobras to celebrate our 5K and continue that celebration. Like those people that celebrate birthday weeks, or rather than an actual just birthday. Yeah, so we're going to go full force on Cobra. I say tomorrow, unless there's been news, in which case we'll do the news and then I'll do Cobra the next day. And we'll just keep pushing it off if there's news, but we will get to do it. Okay. Thank you very much for joining me. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, after three, you know what to do. One, two, three. Full force! 5K. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.